USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
China announced more military drills around Taiwan as leaders of the self-governing island met with a new congressional delegation from the U.S. Beijing is accusing Washington of encouraging the island's independence through the sale of weapons and engagement between American politicians and the island's government. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was the highest level member of the U.S. government to visit Taipei in 25 years. She visited the island a couple of weeks ago. The Justice Department is opposing the release of the affidavit justifying the search warrant on former President Trump's Florida estate, saying that doing so would harm its ongoing criminal investigation. Several media outlets are asking that the affidavit be unsealed, along with other documents related to the search warrant. The warrant itself was released on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A once prominent neurologist convicted last month of sexually abusing patients killed himself Monday at Rikers Island in New York. Dr. Ricardo Cruciani was found unresponsive in a shower area at the prison complex. His lawyer confirmed the 68-year-old's death in a statement, but not the manner. Prosecutors say Cruciani groomed vulnerable patients by overprescribing painkillers. Six women testified that the sexual abuse often occurred behind closed doors at a Manhattan medical center during appointments nearly a decade ago. Jury selection began in the federal trial against R&B singer R. Kelly. It's happening in Chicago on charges that he rigged his 2008 state child pornography trial. The attorneys and judge focused on whether would-be jurors had seen the 2019 documentary Surviving R. Kelly, which outlined sex abuse allegations against the singer. The judge denied a request from Kelly's attorney to automatically exclude anyone who'd seen this six-part series. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Iranian official has denied his country's involvement in the stabbing of author Salman Rushdie. A death edict issued by Iran's supreme leader in 1989 still stands over how the Prophet Muhammad was depicted in Rushdie's novel The Satanic Verses. His agent says he's on the road to recovery. Pizza lovers beware, there's a recall you need to know about.
Chicago-based Home Run Inn Frozen Pizza is recalling more than 13,000 pounds of frozen meat pizza products. The U.S. Department of Ag saying the food may have been contaminated with foreign material, including metal. The recall applies to frozen 33.5-ounce cartons containing Home Run Inn Chicago's Premium Pizzeria Deluxe Sausage Classic Pizza. They were also produced on June 6th and the Best Buy date of December 2nd, 2022. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Officials in Newton, Massachusetts are investigating a former employee they accuse of shutting down the police website during a pay dispute. The mayor said the former employee, the police department's IT director, took down the department's website in late June and July. According to the Boston Globe, the website directs visitors to a message that called on them to ask the mayor to restore it. Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller says the employee controls access to the site and has not turned it over to the city. A new department website is now live. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.